So I'm Megan, I'm here with Madison. Today, June 28th, from As Bill Sees It, we are doing Coping with Anger from page 179. Few people have been more victimized by resentments than have we alcoholics. A burst of temper could spoil a day, and a well-nursed grudge could make us miserably ineffective. Nor were we ever skillful in separating justified from unjustified anger. As we saw it, our wrath was always justified. Anger, that occasional luxury of more balanced people, could keep us on an emotional jag indefinitely. These dry benders often led straight to the bottle. Nothing pays off like restraint of tongue and pen. We must avoid quick-tempered criticism, furious power-driven argument, sulking, and silent scorn. These are emotional booby traps baited with pride and vengefulness. When we are tempted by the bait, we should train ourselves to step back and think. We can never think nor act to good purpose until the habit of self-restraint has become automatic.
This makes me think of the Itty Bitty Shitty Committee in my head.
Right up here.
Yeah, and it controls everything. Everything that you just read, it's like the center of my life. And it says nothing pays off like restraint of tongue and pen. Mm. So whatever it is about pen and paper is miraculous. I don't understand it. I don't have to. To me, there's no such thing as justified or unjustified anger. I mean, if you choose to be angry, have at it, right? But it serves no purpose whether it's justified or not, because we're taught to look at people regardless of their defects or their actions as spiritually sick or whatever the case may be. I love holding grudges, and I don't like it. But when I don't do it, I'm much happier. So I don't know why I literally get a grudge about not being able to have a grudge.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that qualifies you or qualifies me as an addict, as an alcoholic.
A real one.
To never be skillful in separating justified from unjustified anger. Our wrath was always justified. So in my thinking, which is my problem as an alcoholic, it roots in my thinking. I have a thinking disorder, a thinking disease. My thinking justifies all anger. All feelings are justified as an alcoholic. All feelings. The highs, the lows, the ups, the downs.
And they run your life.
That's where I live, in that justified feeling center up here, that mind control thing. It says that it's a luxury of more balanced people. I don't know a lot of very well balanced people. I don't know about you. But what we are told over and over again is that these are the dubious luxuries of normal men, of normal people. I'm not normal. I don't even want to be normal. So if I'm being honest, I don't know what normal is. I think that we're kind of like the chosen ones. I look at it like we're kind of special being alcoholic and knowing that we're alcoholic because we're enlightened now. You know, we have options to do better. Right. And for those balanced people, more power to them. If they can harbor those resentments their whole life, I don't want them anymore. Mm-mm. I don't want them. Where it says to avoid the quick-tempered criticism, power-driven argument. I am the person that I dislike being cut off or being told no or being, you know, treated in some way. Ugh. So if it gets so bad and the argument builds to a point where you hang up on me, I am the girl that calls you back to make sure that I hang up the phone on you. Because that's where resentment leads me, because I am quick-tempered, and I do, not today as much, because I have tools, right, but that power-driven argument, my best arguments are those ones where I just need to be right, whatever, however long it takes, however long we have to argue this, yeah. I have to be right, and today, the anger is so diminished, because I don't have to be right anymore. I've had some really good advice that is Do I want to be right? Do I want to be happy? I hear that often. And I didn't like it at first because I thought it was one of those condescending little phrases that, mm-hmm. you know, old timers and people tell you, you know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And I'm like, both, please. Like, why can't I have both?
And I
want to
eat it too.
Right. Yep. But the more you let go, the more I kind of live in this world that like nothing past here is my business and truly live that, then I am somehow happy with not caring about the outcome.
Right.
You know, so me being right or wrong makes no difference. It's so much time wasted. It's so much time wasted. And I realize that now, how they say we wasted all these hours. Wasted all these hours. I don't want to do that today. I need this 24 hours to do whatever I can.
And you were saying you're grateful, right? Grateful to be
always
an addict, an alcoholic.
I believe that today, you know?
And the thing is, sitting back,
because
we get to take a step back and kind of just observe the world and observe what we're doing. And I so often run into and observe everyday people that aren't addicts or alcoholics.
Right.
And haven't been enlightened, so you like to call it. I think it's kind of a corny term.
It is. But I feel that way, you know?
And they're miserable.
Right.
It's like a power struggle all the time, and they don't understand what things are coming from or why they feel this way or why can't they fix things. And I'm just like, you should do the 12 steps for normal people. Because, I mean, the world would be a lot happier, and I feel like so many people are out for self, but they're so miserable.
Yeah.
And they live their entire lives being that miserable.
Right.
And we have the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And we kind of have like the inside scoop. If maybe enlightenment or whatever doesn't work for you, the reason I think that I see it that way is because we do have a solution. As alcoholics and as addicts in a sober program, we have a solution today, so we don't have to live a miserable life. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to struggle with what's the way out? How do I fix this? I kind of believe that there are no normal people. I don't know balanced. I don't know normal. I do know that this program has saved my life, and it's the closest thing to normal I've ever had, and I'm okay with it being just a little abnormal, but it's good for me, you know? And you're right. I think everybody can use a little touch of these programs.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know? So we thank you for being here, guys. If you've heard anything that you like, please let us know, share this, connect with our community, and we will be back next week with more fun stuff.